Here is the closing Schwab market update as of 4:15 p.m. Eastern Time, 15 minutes after market close for Tuesday, October 26th. U.S. equities finished in the green despite some choppy trading in the session, as both the S&P 500 and Dow closed at fresh record highs again today. Investors sifted through a heavy earnings slate today that saw Facebook become the first tech heavyweight to post quarterly results, beating on the bottom line but falling short on revenues. Meanwhile, General Electric and Dow member 3M Company both topped the street's forecasts. Supply chain challenges and persistent inflation continued to be a theme among commentary from companies reporting. The economic calendar was also heavy today as consumer confidence surprised to the upside. New home sales jumped, a read on regional manufacturing moved back into expansion territory, but housing prices fell short of estimates. Treasuries were mixed, with the yield curve flattening slightly and the U.S. dollar ticked higher. Gold lost ground and crude oil continued its trek higher. Europe finished broadly higher amid earnings from both sides of the pond, and Asia finished mixed following new property debt concerns out of the region. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 16 points to 35,757, while the S&P 500 index increased 8 points to 4,575, and the NASDAQ Composite rose 9 points to 15,236. In moderate volume, 801 million shares were traded on the New York Stock Exchange, and 6.9 billion shares changed hands on the NASDAQ. WTI crude oil was up 89 cents at $84.65 per barrel. Elsewhere, the gold spot price fell $11.80 to $1,795 per ounce, and the dollar index, a comparison of the U.S. dollar to six major world currencies, rose 0.1% to 93.93. In equity news on Tuesday, Facebook, ticker symbol FB, reported adjusted third-quarter earnings per share of $3.22, above the $3.19 FactSet estimate, with revenues rising 35% year-over-year to $29.01 billion, but south of the street's forecast of $29.49 billion. The social networking company posted daily active users of 1.93 million, in line with estimates, and average revenue per user of $10, short of the $10.15 forecasted. Shares fell. Dow member 3M Company, ticker symbol MMM, reported adjusted third-quarter earnings per share of $2.45, topping the $2.21 estimate, with revenues rising 7.1% year-over-year to $8.94 billion, above the street's forecast of $8.65 billion. In a statement, Chief Executive Officer Mike Roman said, quote, "Overall, end market demand remained strong, and we navigated supply chain disruptions by maintaining a relentless focus on serving and innovating for our customers," end quote. Looking ahead, the multinational conglomerate lifted the lower end of its full-year sales outlook to growth of between 9 to 10%, but narrowed its earnings per share range to $9.70 to $9.90. 3M slightly increased. General Electric, ticker symbol GE, posted an adjusted third-quarter profit of 57 cents per share, exceeding FactSet's forecast of 43 cents, with revenues declining 5.1% year-over-year to $18.43 billion, missing the street's forecast of $19.29 billion. Citing global supply chain disruptions, the company narrowed its full-year free cash flow outlook, but upped its earnings per share expectations. Shares traded higher. Third quarter earnings season has kicked into a higher gear, and of the 144 S&P 500 companies that have reported thus far, roughly 68% have topped revenue forecasts and nearly 80% have bested profit projections. Compared to last year, sales growth has been approximately 15% higher and earnings are up about 41%. Schwab's chief investment strategist, Lizanne Saunders, provides her latest commentary, The Beast of Burden of Inflation, discussing how the age of abundance has given way to an age of scarcity, while the pro-cyclical version of inflation may have given way to the counter-cyclical version. You can find all of our market commentary on our Market Insights page at www.schwab.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at Schwab Research. In economic news on Tuesday, the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index increased to 113.8 in October from September's upwardly revised 109.8 level, and versus the Bloomberg estimate calling for a decline to 108.3. The index rebounded after posting losses in the prior 3 months, as both the present situation index portion of the survey and the expectations index of business conditions for the next 6 months rose. On employment, the labor differential, or consumer's appraisal of jobs being plentiful minus being hard to get, rose to 45.0 from the 42.5 level posted in September. The Conference Board noted that, quote, consumer confidence improved in October, reversing a three-month downward trend as concerns about the spread of the Delta variant eased. While short-term inflation concerns rose to a 13-year high, the impact on confidence was muted. The proportion of consumers planning to purchase homes, automobiles, and major appliances all increased in October, a sign that consumer spending will continue to support economic growth through the final months of 2021, end quote. New home sales rose 14% month over month in September to an annual rate of 800,000 units above the Bloomberg forecast calling for a rate of 756,000 units and compared to August's negatively revised 702,000 unit level. The median home price jumped 18.7% year over year to a record $408,800. New home inventory remained unchanged at August's level of a 5.7-month supply at the current sales pace. Sales rose in all regions month over month, except in the Midwest, with a sharp gain seen in the southern region. Sales in all the major regions were solidly lower compared to the same period a year ago, save the Northeast, which was able to post a gain. New home sales are based on contract signings, offering a timelier read on housing activity compared to the larger contributor of existing home sales, which are based on closings. The Richmond Fed Manufacturing Activity Index moved back to a level depicting expansion with a reading above zero for this month. The index rose to positive 12 from September's negative 3 reading and versus forecasts calling for an increase to positive 5. The index rebounded from its first negative reading since May of 2020 as new order volume rose back into positive territory, as did capacity utilization and shipments, while order backlogs also increased from the previous month. The 20-city composite S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Home Price Index showed a 19.67 year-over-year gain in home prices in August, slightly below estimates. Compared to the prior month, home prices were up 1.2% on a seasonally adjusted basis compared to forecasts of a 1.5% gain. Treasuries were mixed, with a yield on the two-year note up a basis point at 0.44%. The yield on the 10-year note ticked 2 basis points lower to 1.62%, while the 30-year bond rate was down 4 basis points at 2.04%. Despite some flattening today, the Treasury yield curve has steepened as of late, and Schwab's chief fixed income strategist, Kathy Jones, notes in her latest article, Bond Market Blues, High Inflation, and Low Yields, that coming into the fourth quarter, we were expecting a rise in yields and volatility. She points out how bond yields appeared to be too low in the face of rising inflation and investors too complacent about the potential for tighter monetary policy. She adds that we continue to suggest keeping average duration low due to our expectation for yields to push higher, as we see the potential for 10-year Treasury yields to move up to 1.75% this year and above 2% in the first half of next year. Kathy also discusses how over the next 6 to 12 months, we suggest investors look for opportunities to extend duration if yields move higher as anticipated. Quote, the early stages of rising yield cycles are usually characterized by rising longer-term rates and steepening yield curves. However, once the prospect of tighter policy is on the horizon, long-term yields have tended to peak well before the initial rate hike of the cycle, end quote, she adds. Tomorrow's economic calendar is heavy again and will bring reads on mortgage applications, advance goods trade balance, wholesale inventories, factory orders, and durable goods. In international news on Tuesday, European equities finished higher amid a busy slate of earnings in the region and as some tech heavyweights are set to deliver results after U.S. markets close today. Swiss bank UBS Group AG, ticker symbol UBS, bested analyst expectations for the third quarter amid a surge in its wealth management unit, while pharmaceutical giant Novartis AG, ticker symbol NVS, also posted upbeat results. Most sectors were in the green, led by industrials and utilities stocks, while the energy sector was the lone sector in the red, taking a breather after a rally of late amid the surge in crude oil prices. The widespread gains come after the markets have treaded with some trepidation lately, as festering supply chain challenges continue to boost inflation pressures and expectations that global central banks may soon begin to take down some of the extraordinary monetary policy measures put in place to combat the pandemic. Schwab's chief global investment strategist Jeffrey Kleintop offers his article, Inflation Persistently Transitory, noting how persistently going from one transitory source of inflation to the next may keep inflation elevated for longer than markets currently anticipate. Economic news in the region was light, with wholesale prices out of Switzerland and Sweden a little hotter than forecasts. The euro nudged lower versus the U.S. dollar, while the British pound was nearly flat. Bond yields in the eurozone were mixed, and rates in the U.K. fell. The UK FTSE 100 index and France's CAC 40 index were up 0.8%. Germany's DAX index rose 1%. Spain's IBEX 35 index increased 0.9%. Italy's FTSE MIB index was 0.6% higher, and Switzerland's Swiss market index gained 0.7%. Stocks in Asia finished mixed, with markets in Hong Kong and China pressured by property stocks amid additional worries surrounding the space. Modern Land Company became the latest Chinese property developer to default on a bond payment, adding to concerns of a wider impact on the industry than China Evergrande, ticker symbol ERGNY, which has roiled the markets as of late. Real estate issues also saw pressure amid worries that Beijing may begin taxing property owners after China's top executive body was approved over the weekend to conduct a five-year property tax test in regions that were not specified. In economic news in the region, wholesale prices in Japan came in cooler than expected, while third quarter GDP in South Korea expanded at a 0.3% quarter-over-quarter pace, half the increase of what economists were forecasting, and down from the 0.8% quarter-over-quarter growth seen in the previous quarter. Public spending moderated, while private consumption was negative for the first time in three quarters. Japan's Nikkei 225 index rallied 1.8% amid some weakness in the yen, pairing yesterday's losses. Japanese stocks have seen increased volatility after strong September and third quarter performances, as discussed by Schwab's Jeffrey Kleintop in his article, It's All Over for Japan, and That's Good. China's Shanghai Composite Index fell 0.3%, and the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index shed 0.4%. Meanwhile, South Korea's Kospi Index traded 0.9% higher, India's BSE Sensex 30 Index was up 0.6%, and Australia's S&P ASX 200 Index was little changed. The international calendar tomorrow has reads on German imports, French producer prices, and retail sales out of Japan.